Transformation Painting. How can I help you?
Hey, Lee, it's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Gail, I just have a few questions before you get into your spiel.
Absolutely.
How did I pop up on you guys' radar? And
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, so we generally don't know exactly how we learned about you. So we have an inventory department that scans areas for various categories and basically pre-screens companies. They're looking for either no bad reviews or no reviews at all, things like that. And then when an area opens for programming, they forward us all of the companies that they pre-screened. So sometimes it may come from like a Secretary of State filing, if you'd recently done an LLC or an Inc. or maybe
I
you
just,
changed
I just, it. I just did, like I said, yep.
That could certainly be it, yep. That's probably what it was.
I had to start over because I left my business partner with that other name.
Right, yep. There you
so
go. That's what it would have
been. A new day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it would have been. So, yeah, I don't. Were you worried?
So, and then I'm worried because I don't want to get taken advantage of.
And oh no, of course.
I don't want to give out my bank information. It's not you personally, and I don't want to be scammed.
I get it. Absolutely.
I'm gonna tell you what. Google just suspended my ads because the bank red flagged them after they tried to take out $150 on the 27th for something that I had already arranged with Google. I'm paying for ads. So they suspended me. And then after they suspended me, they took out another $5135 on March 1st.
Yeah. Wow.
So my ads are running on Google.
Okay.
So I've just had enough. I've had enough of this because I really don't know what I'm doing. And I push this button, push that button. You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not computer literate.
Oh.
I read and comprehend very well. But when it comes to the web, I have no clue.
And, you know, don't worry about it. That's not supposed to be your specialty. So now, it sounds like you probably want to take your ads down. And
well, I don't take them down. I don't want to do any work, especially if I'm paying. So
well,
that's the other question. Are you guys changing my domain name?
No,
I already have a domain on. Are you changing me to a .com or something? Because I already have.
What is your domain?
Pointpainting.net.
Pointpainting.net?
Yeah. www.pointpainting.net.
It is. No, we don't need to change domains at all. That'll stay the same. You already own that domain, so we'll put your new website right there. Just wipe out the old one is all we'll do. And then...
So you're going to build me a new website on top of the one I already have with GoDaddy.
Correct.
And you're going to take the pictures and everything. I don't have to do anything, correct?
Correct. Yep. We may need pictures from you. We may need future pictures would be good, too. But we can use what you've got there. And then
I got a ton.
Oh, wonderful. So we might freshen those up a bit then too. Maybe some newer ones on there. Now, anytime you need changes.
And I got that job last night.
Well, congratulations. That is awesome. Yep. When do you start it?
I scheduled her for April 3rd, depending on the weather.
That is right around the corner.
It's an exterior.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Good for you, Lee. I'm happy for you. We just need to get you some more.
I need a lot. What I need, sorry to cut you off. I need interior. I need to be in Fairlawn. I need to be in Medina. I need interior inside work. Everything that I've been doing estimates for lately, besides one of the jobs in Carrollton, I had an estimate for, but I don't even want that job. That house was a poop hole.
Oh gosh! It so you want more?
I need interior.
Want more interiors? Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'll take it. I'll take it all, but I need interior work.
Now, you know, I would suggest something else, Lee, too. It's going to help you get out there faster. I would suggest add $100 a month to it, and let's hit Facebook as well with transformation painting.
I'm already on Facebook with that. I just want to try this out. Let's try it out for the initial 300 and then the 200 a month. Okay, because I'm already paying Angie $450. So I don't want to overextend myself.
Right, and that's exactly. I totally agree.
So it depends. If this works out, I'll drop Angie.
I gotcha. Okay. So no problem there. I totally get it. What I was going to suggest is if you're tired of running those Google ads and those Facebook ads, like you mentioned, we can take those over and we'll end up saving you money in the long run. Honestly, I would take that, whatever money you're putting into Google ads,
They just suspended my account. I'm not paying them anything now. They just suspended my Google ads, so I'm not paying them anything.
Okay, good. I would have suggested you move that money over to Facebook anyway. But what we can do, Lee, is you stop paying for Facebook ads. Stop all of your ads.
Okay.
I'll add $100 onto your monthly, making it $349. And $100 of that goes allocated straight to Facebook. That way you get our expert writers, our ad writers. You get expert targeting. Plus, they know, our techs know how to do the retargeted ads that follow you around, which gets you even more business. So that $100, if you stop whatever else you're spending to Google ads and Facebook, let us take that and run with it. It will get you so much further because we can really target in on those areas and the types of clientele and the types of jobs you want. Even more so than the map. And it'll save you money and get you a better return. I mean, how much were you paying a month to Google?
I don't know. It had just started, but I had just started all this. All this just got off the ground. But I've given Google 100, 151 plus 51. So far Google has gotten
202. Yep. And then Facebook, what have you been spending on that?
I haven't boosted any ads on Facebook.
Okay.
But it seems to me that even if I boost ads, my phone still doesn't ring.
That's
taking my money.
Well, and that's exactly why I think we need to do them for you, because we've got a department that all they do is write Facebook ads. They're very skilled at it so that they get the best return and the best recognition rate.
So today you're telling me how much would you need?
If you want us to take over the Facebook, it would be $349 a month, and $100 of that every month is allocated to Facebook. And then you just stop paying Facebook. We'll take care of it.
So it would be, hold on. I thought it was only going to cost me $200 a month.
We got you down to $249 a month is what we got you down to.
Okay.
And that's that local programming. It's just the map on Google. Now, to really grab a hold and hit those areas in the indoor.
That's fine. Let me get these numbers together first.
Sure.
So
it's either 3:48 or 4:48 today, depending on whether you go with Facebook or not. And then
so
going
Facebook
forward.
Facebook would add 4:48?
It adds 100, making your total 4:48. That's the...
All right, because so I was under the assumption you only needed 300 today.
Well, it would have been 3:48, but yes, it was. It started with a 3. You might not have heard the rest. So it's 3, so 249.
So it was 100. It was going to be 199. It was going to be 200 plus another,
the lowest I noted was that we got you down to 249, and I was able to hold it overnight too. It was actually, timing was perfect. I told my boss I had one that I had open, and I thought I was going to be able to close that area tomorrow morning, and can I hold it with the discounts? And he said I could. So that is good news. But yeah, it was 249, and then a one-time $99 setup. So 348.
And all right, so let's do the 349 today or whatever.
Okay, so Facebook.
Yeah, without Facebook.
Okay. Oh, without Facebook. Okay.
So without it. With Facebook, it's 349, correct?
Correct. Per month.
Yeah, 349 per month. And that's a month-to-month, no contract.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Without Facebook, it's 249.
Correct.
Okay. And I had a whole bunch of questions. I can't think right now.
No worries. As they come to you. You know, too, Lee, I can get started with the setup process. Some of the things that I'll verify with you, like company name and such, as we go through, may spark other questions. I'm happy to pause and answer questions as we're working on setting you up. That way, we don't miss any of your questions.
All right, let's start out with the Google, and then I can always come back to you and say, let's do Facebook, right?
Sure can.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, that's the way we'll go. And so it'll take just a few minutes to kind of verify everything. Part of my job as the lead on your account is making sure that all of your information is correct. And then they're going to do another sweep of that on your onboarding call too. Last thing we want is incorrect information going over to Google. So first name as it appears on the credit card that you're using today, but I'm not ready for digits just yet.
Levester, LeeVester. Last name, Arnold, ARNOLD. Can you spell my first name for me again, please?
LeeVester.
That is correct.
I love that. That's a unique name, and it just flows. Lucky you. Although, I guess a lot of us don't like our names. Mine drives me crazy some days. What's a good email address for you, Lee?
A good email address, you can use... I have two emails. Which one do you want? Do you want my personal email, or do you want my business email?
Whichever one you can access now, and I would say if we have to choose and they're both
because
coming to your phone, let's go with the business one.
Yeah, let's, it's, Point Painting, P-O-I-N-T, Painting, 356,
okay,
at Gmail.
Perfect. And I'm going to send a couple of emails your way, Lee, just to make sure they're getting to you. The first couple will just be informational. Well, one for your records and one informational, I guess, is probably more like. So The first one I'm sending to you is information on our reporting dashboard. And I don't remember if I covered that with you or not, but if you'd like, you'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, what keywords they're finding you on, all of that information, so you can keep it, you know, kind of tabs on what's going on and know what your progress is. And the second one, I've got to adjust that with your credits in here. Oh. Second one's just a stock email, but it comes in at retail. There we go. And then the second one is the exact price and package that you're getting. I think I goofed up your email address, Lee. Point painting 356.
Yeah, let me double check. But I'm sure that's it.
Weird, it's bouncing back.
Yeah, nope, I goofed it up.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's point on. POINTON, point on, 356 at Gmail.
Got it. Thank you. Let's try that again. So those first two emails won't have made it to you. I will resend them, though.
Thank you, Sawyer.
Okay. And there comes the first one. Oh, no. There we are. Okay, both of those emails should be on their way back to you. Let me know if you get them. And then we'll know if I got it right this time. And then, so is the company name then Point On Painting, not Transformation Painting?
No, company name is Transformation Painting.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought I was losing my mind for a minute there.
No. Company name is Transformation Painting, LLC.
Perfect. That's what I had. Okay, I'm going to leave that there. And then for phone number, we're talking on 330-217-6581. Is that also your business number?
Yeah, 330-217-6581.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm doing some double checks and verifying of information on my end. I'm also gathering all of the links and information that your technician is going to need. That way, you won't even need a computer. They'll be able to do everything right there, and it'll make it easier for you. We try our very best to make it easy for you. Let's see. You just lost all of your background noise.
Yeah, that's because I just left the restaurant.
Oh, I thought it sounded like you were in a restaurant, but...
Now I'm in my truck.
Ah, what'd you have for lunch?
What, you mean breakfast?
Oh, was it breakfast? Okay.
I had
what did you have?
Corned beef hash crispy.
Ooh, that
they
sounds
make,
really...
They make it in-house with three different kinds of meat.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful.
And then
wow.
I had rye toast, and then I had eggs over medium.
Oh, wow. That sounds really good. And you know, it's funny. A lot of people don't like rye toast at all, or rye bread. I absolutely love the darkest rye you can find. Just toasted. Best thing on earth. Well, okay, not the best thing on earth, but it's right up there. It ranks pretty good. Let's see. And I'm also putting a note in here that we're going to rebuild your website. I want to see if I can. I thought I had your Facebook page, but let's see where it is. It's under Transformation Painting, I assume. There it is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Got it. So I'm going to put...
And, you know, I have to do all that stuff myself. That's why that's why it sucks. That's why it's not good.
For sure. It's hard.
I mean, for somebody that's never done it before, it's all right. But it can be better.
Yeah, well, it just seems like it gets more and more difficult all the time. I wouldn't be able to personally set most of this up either anymore, where once upon a time I could, but they've made it more difficult, I suppose, more people in the world, I guess.
So, you know, I don't know how to do side by side before and after. How do you do that? I don't know. I don't know my way around the computer like that, talking about putting a picture side by side before and after and copy and paste. I don't know about that.
No, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. Believe me. And you won't have to after today. Let's see. I wanted to find
all my pictures on there are kind of backwards, but...
Okay.
You know, my business partner stole all my pictures, too. Oh, so he beat me to the punch.
Wow. What a peach that guy is.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
Thank you for saying that. I can't say those words while I'm working. Otherwise, I would have happily joined you.
Well, trust me, he's a douchebag.
Oh, wow. Loud and clear. And I totally agree. That's just... some things you just don't mess with, but then some people do. We partnered with a guy once for a business transaction, and we had an office space, and we had an office manager, you know, the whole bit. Well, he fell in love with and then stole our office manager, and she was, like, pretty much like general manager of the whole place. Yeah, I don't know. To me, that's just ground you don't cross, but... That's
I don't know. He started hanging out with the wrong crowd. Maybe that has something to do with it. You know, women of the night. If you so.
I know the type. One of my very good friends has been taken by them several times.
I don't know what he's gotten into, but he's lucky I changed my ways.
Right.
Because he probably wouldn't be working this season.
Yep. Ali,
I just got your email.
Excellent. I was going to ask you that. Thank you. Okay.
So I need to call my technician?
No. So the text that I just sent you, the first one is my direct contact information. I want you to put me in your phone. If you ever need anything, I'm always here. You can always reach out. And then when you do need to reach your technician, that other number is the one that you'll dial. And Lee, do you, I get the sense that you don't want to delve real deep into the tech. Do you want more information on how the call tracking is set up on your website and such? I'm happy to send you a link. I just don't want to clutter you if you don't care.
So are the people going to be calling me, or are you going to be sending me a link to call them?
So one of my technicians, and in fact, let's do that next. We'll set up your onboarding call, and it'll make more sense when we do this. So the onboarding call is, I'm gathering all of your information. We're setting up billing, getting you paid, getting you on the calendar to do the next phase of your setup. And that's the onboarding call. So that's a call with me and your technician, one of my teammates. And they'll go over, you know, what photos you want us to use on your site, what colors, your logo, things like that. And, of course, quality control, too. They're going to recheck all of the information I'm verifying now with you. And then right after that call is when we get started with our work. Does that make a little bit more sense now? How we'll be in touch? I'll call you tomorrow, or well, at whatever day we set the onboarding call for. But I'll call you again.
Okay.
Does that
that's fine.
Make more okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. There it is. So I like to do this call at your earliest convenience because we do start programming right after we're done with the call. And I don't like to take your money and then wait a week to work. I want you to have results as fast as possible. So let's see what we've got available here. Today is kind of tight. They do have a 2 o'clock today or 4, 5, or 6. Or we can look at tomorrow.
Let's do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock it is.
If you're taking my money today, I want it done today.
Good. I'm with you 100%. 2 o'clock. Yep, that's right. I had to make sure I had the right one for the time zone conversion. I work on Pacific time.
And so what time is it there?
It is 7:34 a.m. We start okay. early.
And you're located where?
Well, just in full transparency, Lee, our company is based out of Costa Mesa, California, southern part of the state, just up. Yeah, I personally work remotely, and I live in Colorado, in the middle of almost nowhere.
Right. I've been up since 6, so I've been cranking already.
Yes, you have. You sure have.
And that's what I do every day. So if people don't hire me,
it works.
They're making a big mistake, because I'm there when I say I'm going to be, and I'm done when I say I'm going to be done.
That's awesome. Well, and it's evident. I mean, in what you had going, and we just need to get you back up there again. Piece of cake, Lee. So I did just send you another email. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. Let me know when you find that one. We'll need to open it up. And I'll walk you right through it. And while you find out, I'm marking this in a couple of other places. Did it make it?
Nope.
What's the deal? Let's see what it's up to. Looks like it must just be taking its time getting to you.
Didn't make it yet.
Well, what's that?
But it didn't make it yet, but it will.
It will.
I don't know why. So.
You know, sometimes it takes its sweet time getting there. You know, we've gotten, I think what it is, truly, we've gotten so used to instantaneous as a society that when email doesn't get there in 5 seconds, we think it's late. It's kind of funny. Kind of funny, kind of not. You can go either way. So I'm going to show for services painting, of course, interior painting, bathroom painting.
House painting. Those are key words.
Yes, they are. I'm going to say whole house painting, whole house interior, whole house exterior, siding painting, I suppose, would be a good one.
Well, yeah, I do paint siding.
Okay. Any that you can think of that I missed?
wallpaper removal, small patch jobs on drywall.
Okay. Ceiling painting.
Well, that comes with the territory.
Somebody will search it.
Ceiling painting. You can put that 9 times out of 10. I'm gonna sell the ceilings when I sell the walls.
Absolutely. Yep. 100%. We learned our lesson on that recently. In fact, should have just called the painter. but anyway, that's a whole other story. Okay, that looks good. Unless you think of any others, Lee.
Let's a power wash.
Oh. That brings a hole. Power washing, pressure washing.
Pressure wash, decks. I paint decks. I paint deck fencing. I paint stain decks. Paint and stain decks.
Nice. Okay, good. Driveway, washing, sidewalk. Great list, Lee. Perfect. Now, if you think of others at any point down the road or you add other services, let us know so that we can get it worked into your programming too. Okay?
Oh, I refinished cabinets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right, I got pictures to prove it.
Nice. Perfect. I put that one in there. Did that email make it to you, Lee?
No, and I don't know what's going on. It's making me mad.
Well, you know, it says it failed. Point on painting 356 at Gmail. Odd. Let me go try something over here. Point on painting 356 at Gmail. Correct.
No, it's just point on 356
Gmail. Oh.
At Gmail.
Okay. Maybe I forgot to save that. But the first two emails did make it to you from GBusky at Relevant Ads or
no.
Local Splash.
No, I think that's text messages.
Gotcha. Okay. I think we found our problem. All right.
Oh, yeah, it's just there. Going on.
Got it. Okay, and there comes an email. Let me know if you get that. That'll be the calendar appointment, and we'll have to...
Yeah, I got it.
Excellent. Yay. All right. So on that one, if you could open it up, and let's see. Just a little ways down should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you'd hit the yes.
Local splash, yes, no, maybe option?
Yes.
I'll hit the yes.
Awesome. Does it ask you to do anything else like confirm or anything?
It asked me to confirm, did I know you?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hey, perfect. I got the update. Good job.
Yes,
then
it
you...
says, reply for point on 356. Da, 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 da. You want me to hit yes for that too? Hit yes for all this stuff?
Yes. I don't think there's any other ones that should be coming your way that will have any...
Yes. The organizer, client interview, local splash.
Gotcha.
Reply for pointon356@gmail.com. Yes, no, maybe. More options.
Nope. You're okay. You can close it and forget all about that email. You're good to go.
Oh, we're good.
On that one. Yep, you're good on that one.
I
appreciate you double-checking, though.
Do I need to download this?
If you want to add it to your calendar, yes. If not, and if you want to put it on... It just depends on how you calendar, if you do it manually or if you do it digitally.
All
either
right.
or is
Now I just got another one that says reporting dashboard and analytics.
Yes, that one is for your information. If you want to look deeper into how, what all you can track, what all you can log in and see in our system, that's the email that's got the info for you. Now, did you, let me see. Oh, I know. On your website, did you want us to add any type of payment options, like if you use PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, any of those? We could put it on your website.
I do Zelle, Cash App, ACH payments, cash or check. Check or cash.
Perfect. Got them all. So they'll put that on your website, too, so that you can send people to your website to make payment to you.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I think that's all looking really good.
So usually people pay. They make a deposit with me. They usually pay me personally.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Unless they're out of state.
Sure.
Like right now, I'm doing a big job, and it's out of state. They're out of state. They're from Texas. He's been using Zelle with me.
Nice.
Which I have Zelle for my business account, and I have Zelle for my personal accounts.
Nice. And then I didn't verify your address either there, Lee. I've got 1423 Geneva Avenue in Akron.
That's,
is that correct?
That's correct. 44314.
4314. Perfect. Everything looks good. Got everything cleaned up in here for you and fresh and new so that nobody gets the wrong information. Devil's in the details. As you well know as a painter.
Absolutely.
I do not make a good painter. I envy those of you who can paint with whatever method you use. Spray, brush, roll, it doesn't matter. I don't have the patience for it, therefore I go too fast, therefore I make messes. I mean, I know exactly what my problem is, but I can't. It's just not in me. So,
well, the more you do it, the easier it is. So
I'm sure. And, yeah, as a homeowner, I mean, I don't get many opportunities, and then I wouldn't know the first thing about a spray painter, so we get stuck with brushes and rolls until we call you guys cry uncle.
So what am I paying today, the $249?
Yep, for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup is all. Yep. And then...
today it's going to be $348.
Correct. And then from here on out, starting May 7th, it'll never be over $249 unless you add services on like Facebook or Google Ads. But please let me know before you do that, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover, Lee?
It'll be Visa through my checking account.
No problem. And I'm ready for the digits when you are. Just for security reasons, I won't read them back to you. But if you just go in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up with you just fine.
The digits are...
The digits. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just memorize those?
4427.
Okay.
9500.
Got it.
0905.
Okay.
3433.
Okay. And then the expiration, please.
The expiration date is 825.
And the three-digit code.
812.
I'll update that. And then I'm going to go ahead and run this through, and then while it's going, We need to do your security question and answer. Let's see. CBD. Oops. Let me go back. It looks like I got your three-digit code wrong, I believe, is what it balked at. Could you give it to me one more
time? Code?
Right. I think I typed it. That's what it was. And that was 8 of 25 is the expiration.
Yes.
Okay, and let's see what its deal is. Okay, phone number or call. I got it. Is there a different phone number than your cell phone that would be attached to that credit card account?
Yeah.
I think that might. What is that number?
330-573-2038. I operate off two phones, Gail.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that one for business, one for personal?
They both ring for business. I advertise under Lee's Custom Painting as well.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wow. Well, decline CBV. 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 Let me call in some reinforcement here. I'm going to have somebody from finance come over and look. I'm not understanding its sale code. It just seems like it's something that I didn't put incorrectly.
Now, my business account is attached to the phone that we're talking on.
Okay.
I don't have to run any payments like this through my business account.
Okay. So on the card, it's Levester Arnold. No company
name. On the card, it's Levester Arnold Jr. Sorry.
Oh, that might be it. And then the phone number that goes to the account you're using is 330-573-2038.
That is correct.
1423 Geneva Avenue, Akron, 44314.
That is correct.
Okay. And it's a Visa. I can't see the digits because it already X's them out.
It's a Visa. What do you mean? 4427.
We'll redo the number. There we go.
9500.
Okay.
0905.
Okay.
3433. Expiration date is, I think that's an 8.
Could it be a 3?
No, it's not. It's either an 8 or a 9. I think it's 825.
I think it might be 9. That might be what.
It's 925, security code 812.
All right. Let's try that. That might have been what it was the month.
It looks like a freaking 8.
No. Oh, please wait at least 5 minutes after the last authorized activity. Okay. No. Now we've done it, Lee. Now we have to wait 5 minutes. That's actually okay. We can get something else out of the way to speed it up for you. We won't know if that, set our little timer. Okay. There we go. I know there was something I forgot to get from you too, and that was your hours of operation. If you wanted to keep on with.
I do 24.
Okay. 24 hours a day.
Or you can do 7 to 7, whichever one you want. But I usually do most of the day.
Entirely up to you. You've got it on your Google Business profile as 7 to 7.
You so go ahead and keep it at 7 to 7.
Okay. Perfect. All right. What have you got? Oh, we can also do your security question. That
okay.
So our options are mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Toledo.
Nice, easy one. Thank you. There we go. Perfect. And then we'll get the voice verification out of the way. That way, when I got a timer set on that, so as soon as it's done, we'll be able to go in. So we'll take care of some other things while we wait for it. So the voice verification, my finance guy is asking me. Okay. And you're sure that that security code, the CVV, is 812?
Yes. For that particular card I gave you is 812.
Okay. All right. We're just kind of double checking everything to see where the hang up might be. It gave me a CVV error the first time. That's what made me question again the security code, but we've been over it 3 times now and it's that's odd. Just double checking everything with a fine tooth comb. Make sure I got it in there right.
Expiration date 9/25, security code 812.
812, yep. Huh.
Is it not doing it again?
I haven't been able to run it again yet, so we're just checking everything that we can see as far as address and phone and everything.
Here, I got another account. It doesn't matter. You want to run another account? Yeah, here.
Let's do it. Phone number that's attached to this one. Is it also the 2038?
Yes.
Okay. Geneva Avenue?
That is correct.
All right. Visa, Master, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Go right ahead. I'm ready.
4427.
Okay.
9500. Okay. 0713. 8038.
Hey.
Expiration. 626.
June. Okay. Got it.
9952. Security code.
All right. Let's give that baby a whirl. And thank you, Lee. And thank you for your patience. There it finally went. Thank you, Lee.
Well, I don't so, feel like waiting for the 5 minutes. I know the other ones, right? There's money in that one, too. So
I hear you. I hear you. And you can log into your account anytime and change your billing, too, so that it goes to a different card. So no problem there. So that means we're just about done. So there should be 2 more emails on the way to you. And the one we need on this one is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway. So we'll get that garbage out of the way, and then I'll read to you, and then I can let you back to your day. Hopefully they don't take their sweet time getting there. Any sign?
I got it.
Awesome. About four sentences in that email is click here or click here to accept maybe.
Click here to accept the subscription.
Perfect. Go ahead and click that. And then scroll all the way to the bottom on that next page. There's a checkbox that asks if you're the authorized cardholder. And then it wants you to type your name exactly as it appears.
Checkbox. And and then it wants me to type my name. You want me to click there where it says sign?
Yep, and then type your name in, and it is case sensitive, uppers and lowers.
Okay. Confirm signature.
There you go. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Username.
Wonderful. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. So we'll get you those login credentials during your onboarding call this afternoon. So
we'll get the username and password during my onboarding call.
Yep, exactly. You got it.
So don't do any of that right now?
Right. Don't even need to worry about it. So we'll do the voice verification click.
So they're gonna tell me how to get back into that, right?
Yes. Yep. You'll get a link, and then they'll send the password and everything to YouTube. So then the last thing we need to do is the voice verification. This is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines our responsibilities to you. So there are a couple of places where I'll ask you to, like, say the company name, things like that. And if there's anything that you want me to clarify as we go, just go ahead and ask. It's not so stringent that we can't pause. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance, and it outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. The recording is also added to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. And that's
Transformation Training, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Lee Arnold, owner.
Thank you. And are you hired to are you authorized to hire a Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, March 7th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month, and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning on April 7th, your flat monthly rate will be a recurring $249, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, charges, or call fees of any kind. You may cancel at any time by calling client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date for any time for any reason. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Lee. Congratulations. You're all set. So next up is that onboarding call. And so I will do my very best to call you. I should be available at that time. If for any reason I'm not, though, if I get stuck on a call, your technician will still call you. And they'll ask you the security question and everything to get in there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let me know.
Sometimes if I do call you, Gail, it would be from my other number. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Not a problem. Okay. You can always dial my number directly or even ask for me and they can transfer.
All right.
All right. Thank you. No problem. I appreciate you, Lee. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.